When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Homeschool with Moxie podcast, where our goal is to inspire and encourage you with actionable strategies to take you from overwhelmed to confident in your homeschool adventure. I'm your host, Abby Banks, and this is episode number 58. This episode is brought to you by my entrepreneurial online courses for teenagers. Do you have a teenager that would love to start a business but just needs a bit of help and guidance? You are going to want to check out my courses. I've got three right now, and I'm sure one of them might be a great fit for your teenagers. I have the Selling on Etsy Masterclass for Teens, the eBay Reseller Mini Course for Teens, and then the Podcast Launch for Teens. If you want to check these out, you can use the special coupon code podcast, which will get you 30% off any of these courses. And while your teens can be making money from some of these businesses, they can even be using the time they invest in these courses toward their homeschool transcripts. You can count these as an elective, and I will show you how in the course. I'm excited to have you check these out. You can find them in the show notes at 41more.com/58. Or you can go to 41more.teachable.com. And don't forget to use the special coupon code podcast just for my podcast listeners to save 30%. Welcome to episode number 58. This is all about career exploration for our teenagers. I have three high schoolers right now, and I know this is a hot topic. They're always trying to figure out what they're interested in, what they're good at, and what they might possibly pursue in the future. I know this is sometimes a burden for homeschool families as well, because we sometimes have to act as guidance counselor, and we might not feel like we have all the answers. So this is an interview I had with Amanda Chamberlain of Pathways Consulting. And we discussed why it's so hard for us sometimes to help our kids navigate through this planning, why personality type is super important for kids to understand when they're making decisions, and how you can even help them explore careers as part of your normal curriculum. We discussed a lot of great ideas, and I know you'll love this episode. Everything we mention can be found in the show notes. You can find Amanda and her Pathways Consulting and her courses she offers for teenagers. You can find all these things and more at the show notes at 41more.com/58. Now, here's my interview with Amanda Chamberlain. Amanda, thanks for joining us on today's podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Abby. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, this is a great topic that I've never actually covered in the podcast, but today we're talking about career exploration. And in my house, we have three high schoolers. So this is a hot topic. And I know talking to my kids, some of them know exactly what they want to do when they graduate. And some of them literally say to me, I don't know what I like. I don't know what I'm good at. So this is a very timely topic. But I would love to start with you giving us your background. How did you get into this field? And why are you so passionate about it?
Great. I had an individualized major in college, and I made it all up myself, and it was called Adolescent Studies. And I loved it. I threw every kind of class I enjoyed, education, sociology, psychology. And then I graduated, and then I thought, oh no, what do I do? I didn't want to teach, but I had no clue. So I wound up working in social work with runaway high school students. And that was an interesting thing, but I didn't have enough money to pay off my student loan. So that's where I ended up, because I hadn't done any planning, right? So after a while, I figured it's time to go back to grad school. So one of the things that I always was interested in talking with students was, what are your passions? What do you enjoy doing? What do you want to do with your life? And it made sense after that for me to go back to graduate school and study career counseling. So I studied career counseling, and I also studied college counseling. And students have always been my favorite population to work with. So that's a little bit about how I got started.
This is really cool because, you know, you're right. Homeschoolers, especially too, we don't have a guidance counselor in home. So this is, I hope this podcast will help parents think through some important issues because this is challenging for homeschool parents to deal with, right? As we try to help our kids decipher what to do when they graduate. So why is it so hard for us as parents to talk to our kids about this kind of planning for college and career?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons why this is difficult. And one of the reasons is that kids are just learning who they are. They're at the stage where they're really exploring and trying to figure out who I am and what I want to do. And that lends itself to a lot of anxiety, a lot of not really knowing quite what the next step is. And then the element with the parents that I find very interesting is kids are moving more and more toward independence and autonomy. And that's a great thing. But the issue with parents is they don't always want to hear what we have to say, and they don't want to listen to our guidance. So it can be very challenging because there's a lot of tension. We desperately want to help them and launch them to the next phase of their life, but they don't necessarily want to hear what we have to say about it. So there can be tension, more so with some kids than others.
Yes. So what are your tips then for helping guide our kids to figure out what path they should pursue? I know you talk about knowing their personality types. What kind of guidance can you give us?
Well, I think one of the key things that you can do in homeschool is to start early. And the reason I say that is because the earlier you start, the less pressure there is. And the more opportunities you have to sort of adapt your curriculum to your child's specific needs. So one thing is just to pay attention to who they are. And you know as well as I do, Abby, that every child is so different. And you see that with siblings, right? They all have different roles within the family. And the more that you can kind of notice the personality and the skills that they have and point them out, sometimes they're not even aware that they have a skill. So as parents, when we can just try to encourage them by looking at what they're good at, that can be a great help. But we can also provide a lot of opportunities. And I think homeschoolers have more time to sort of craft the electives that they want to do. And I know that you do a lot of work with helping students become entrepreneurs. And I think that's a great opportunity. We can use that time in order to help them explore. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful for them. And sometimes they just find out what they don't like. Mm-hmm. So as parents, we can also help them, you know, connect with people who are working in the fields that they want to find out more about and do informational interviews. And then if they're still interested, they have time to volunteer or do internships, or, you know, get a part-time job in something that's going to help them develop those skills and build up the resume, which is really important when it comes time for college admissions.
I totally agree with you. And we have definitely taken advantage of the flexible schedule with homeschooling. My oldest actually works one day a week at an insurance company, you know, doing internship kind of things, but he's getting a feel for it. And he's figured out, I want to go into business because I love this environment. I love this. So I, you know, if he was in school Monday through Friday, he wouldn't have that chance. So I totally agree that we need to be flexible, giving them opportunities and, you know, making it, giving them the chance to see, do they love it or do they not love it? But so can you give us more details? Like how early is too early, or what kind of specific ways do we figure out what they're good at?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I like to do with students is use, as we talked about personality before, I like to use the Myers-Briggs type indicator with students. And it's such a wonderful tool. I know you've said on your podcast before that you're an introvert, and I think that helps. Understanding about yourself and the fact that you may need some time to recharge and to, you know, take a break from being around a big crowd of people, those are all helpful things in knowing what the best job situations are going to be for you. If, for example, you're a very detail-oriented person, you want a structured environment for the workplace. And if you end up in a place where you don't have that guidance and you're expected to work completely autonomously, that can be very stressful. Mm-hmm. So as parents, you know, using some of those tools, and I also think it's great for teens to realize that it's just differences. There's not one right way or wrong way to be. Mm-hmm. We're all different. God made us different. And it really is helpful when thinking about career planning to capitalize on those differences. And I'm sure even in learning differences, some kids work better with a team sort of situation for studying, maybe studying with their siblings, and some really need to be independent. And it's definitely an easier situation for them to work independently. So as parents, we can just help them discover those things about themselves. And personality assessments are a great way to do that.
So what's a good age or to actually have them take that? Is there a certain age where, you know, they're too young and it's not going to register correctly? Like, is it ninth grade or what would you say?
I would say ninth grade is a good time to start. Okay. It just depends on the student. I mean, there has to be a certain developmental awareness and, you know, actually with the test, there's a certain amount of vocabulary that you need to have. So definitely high school level. And definitely, I think by the end of sophomore year, in order to plan your junior and senior years, which are or even more important for any kind of application for college, those are just really good times to get started. So I would say to parents, don't put it off. There's nothing like the pressure of being a junior and having everybody ask you, okay, what are your plans? Where are you going to college? What are you going to major in? That is so stressful and anxiety provoking for kids. We want to avoid that. We want to make sure that they understand who they are and have some experiences before they reach that stage.
Yes. So can you give us more examples of how we can use our curriculum to craft ways for our teens to explore possible careers?
Sure. And I think this is just partly the creativity of the parent. But one of the ways you can start is if they have writing assignments or projects, have them focus on an area that they're interested in. If they're interested in healthcare, for example, you know, this would be a great time, you know, in terms of the coronavirus to find out more about viruses and how they spread. And that could be a really interesting project. So starting out with writing papers, doing projects, those are some great ways. But then having an elective that can help you explore it more. Like, I know that you are working with kids doing podcasts, and having an elective like that, that explores an area that they're interested in, can be a great opportunity for them to test it out. And that's really all they're doing is testing it. We just don't want them to feel like they're making any kind of commitment, right? It's not a commitment at this point, it's testing. So, and then like we said before, internships, volunteer hours, those are great things to put on their transcript and just gives them so much opportunity to explore different fields and just really enrich their learning.
I love that. And I always tell homeschool families, like, don't waste those hours of work into any kind of passion project, because you can creatively stick them on the transcript and they become a really cool elective. Do you think that helps kids stand out when they're trying to get into colleges and stuff? What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the things that's important in college admissions is differentiating yourself from other students. And if you can show that you have a passion for something and you've been actively exploring it and building skills in that area, that definitely sets you apart. And Abby, one of the things I forgot to mention is that a lot of homeschool families I'm working with are interested in dual enrollment for a variety of reasons. One, it's a great challenge for students. And also, you know, you're saving money by getting the dual credit so that they get some college experience and credits that they can use if they decide to transfer into a four-year program. Mm-hmm. So those are great ways, especially for students who just need to get a jump on it. Those who are interested in STEM kind of careers, it's really important for them to get those prerequisites out of the way. And when you know their interests, you can better plan what the dual enrollment options would be best for them.
Yeah. So dual enrollment, one of my sons is doing that currently, and it is a great, great idea. So that's one way we're trying to save money on his future, doing that now. Are there other ways that career planning will help our kids save money in for their future college tuition?
Absolutely. In fact, I think that's one of the big reasons that people hire me is because they don't want to waste money on college. And when you go into college undecided, sometimes you have to change majors because you're really not sure about which direction you're going to go in. And changing majors is expensive because that's another year and a half of expenses that you have that you wouldn't necessarily have if you had a focus beforehand. So, and in some cases, what I see with college students is they get to the end of their degree and they're still not sure. They still don't know. And then they end up, wanting to go to graduate school, which kind of puts off the decision even longer. And that graduate school is expensive too. So, you know, by having clarity about your plans, you save money on college because you're definitely not going to see that extra time. And you can also plan how your major and minor might complement each other. So for students that I work with that have a couple of different pathways that they're interested in, they can have a major in one and a minor in another. And then if they decide to change or shift a little bit, it's easier for them to do that. And they can also plan which skills are going to be marketable after they graduate. And, you know, having them graduate and actually be able to be hired at a professional level, now that saves money, right? Because they're not coming back home and sitting on your meaningfully employed doing something hopefully that they really love.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of someone you've worked with that had that switch with an interesting major, an interesting minor that maybe weren't related, and then it helps them in the end to be able to switch?
Most of the students that I've worked with have not graduated yet, honestly.
Okay.
But I had a student switch from environmental science, which she loved, but she decided was not the best fit for the actual skill she wanted to use, into animal husbandry, which was, you know, related, but not quite the same. But the courses she was taking were good for either major. So she gave herself the flexibility to change, you know, to shift from one area to another. Not too far apart, but, you know, still within the same area.
Yeah.
But, you know, in today's gig economy, and I know a lot of us have side hustles. Mm-hmm. As moms, it's great to have the flexibility of being able to do something on the side to earn money, you know, if we're working part-time jobs or just needing a little extra income. That's a great way for the students to, and I know you do entrepreneurial work with students, but that's a great way for them to, you know, build up those skills. Mm-hmm. So it's just an awesome opportunity for them to develop different interests. For example, I can think of some students who are very artistic, and, you know, parents are very, very nervous about sending their kids to college to study art, because the financial gain is not necessarily there. The stability of a financial career is not there. Mm-hmm. However, if they studied art as a minor, that art study may be really valuable in, like, for example, I know you do Etsy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having that background could be a great way for them to segue into something creative and artistic, but not necessarily a full-time job.
Yeah.
It could become a full-time job. I know that happens to a lot of people. It takes off and then it becomes their full-time job.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you have a company, Pathways Consulting. Can you tell us what you do? How do you help families and teenagers with that?
Sure. Pathways Consulting is really meant for students to help them explore who they are, their interests, their personality, their values and skills, so that they can have a clear idea of who they are and how that applies to careers. So we do assessments. We do the Myers-Briggs, and we do an interest assessment called the Strong Interest Inventory. And then that all together gives them a package of, you know, really a strong self-identity of, okay, these are the things that make me who I am, and this is how they apply to careers. So I encourage them not to pick one career, because that's not really reality. We don't pick one career in our life and do that for the rest of our life. That's very rare these days. Mm-hmm. But to take a look at some of the careers, like, you know, pick five or six and start the process of exploring them. And I think, you know, homeschool, high school is a great time for that exploration to take place. So learning about them online, doing the interviews with professionals, job shadowing, you know, getting experience through the internships. And then I'm just teaching them kind of how to see the path from high school to college and to make plans. And those plans have to be flexible, right? Because things change. You learn you don't like something, you discover something else that you really enjoy. So that's kind of the process I do with individual students. And I've also recently developed an online class, which I think really appeals to homeschool families because it's a way for parents to be involved in the process, but not direct the process. So this is a 4-week course that I do with students. It's all online and they have their work. And I also give parents discussion questions so that they can come together and they can discuss. And it's interesting to tell your son or daughter about your career story, your journey, and let them know a little bit about the process that you went through. And it's a fun thing to share as a family because they may not know too much about what you studied or what your thoughts and dreams were when you were younger. So it's fun to share that way. So it's a curriculum that they can use that takes some of the dynamic of mom and dad trying to, you know, hurry up, let's make a decision, or let me figure this out for you. But this gives the student the ownership of it and also allows the parents to, you know, be a part of the process and watch as their teen explores. So that's kind of been a fun thing. It's the class has really appealed to a lot of homeschool families.
That sounds like it actually does meet a real need in the homeschool community. That sounds really awesome. I'm going to go look at that. And I hope my listeners will go look at that. We'll have all the links in the show notes for sure. As we finish up, what final encouragement do you have for homeschool families who are just getting into those high school years, a little nervous? What kind of encouragement can you leave us with?
I would say as a parent, your main job is to be an encourager and to really allow your kids to explore. So that's your main function. And I really encourage you to start early and to recognize the wonderful things about your child, their skills, their unique personality, and then just help them to explore those things and just be their cheerleader, support them. It can be a real bonding experience and it can make a huge difference. You know, as they leave and they move on to college and career, that can be a bond that you share together. And I think that is a real special bond when teens can see how their parents are actively supporting them and giving them opportunities. It can really create a closeness.
It's been awesome chatting with you, Amanda. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Abby. I've really enjoyed this conversation too.
I hope this episode has been really helpful for you as you explore careers with your teenagers. Find everything we mentioned with my interview with Amanda at the show notes at 41more.com/58. Don't forget, you can save 30% off of any of my entrepreneurial online courses for teens when you use the coupon code podcast. You can find those courses if you go to 41more.teachable.com. And in the meantime, happy homeschooling!